Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. And we just had a great hour segment with Tina McIntyre with Seminole County Extension. And she is the Florida Friendly Landscaping Agent. And, you know, we had a text message that came through and it said, wonder why what the caller meant by towelette did not work. And it's toilet. She just has a great Southern accent. And she said it actually did not flush. Well, actually what she was saying, it was flushing too much water. So the newer toilets that are water conserving are low volume. So if they're flushing too much, then they're just wasting that water. Lizzie, do you know why the chicken crossed the road?
Because it had too big of shoes. I don't know.
Well, there's a number of different reasons, and I'm sure that everybody's heard their own versions of it. But do you know when the riddle, why did the chicken cross the road originate?
Somehow, I'm saying probably 1800s.
Yeah, it was the 1800s. It was published in 1847 in a New York magazine called the Knickerbocker. And so it's been around a long time. So have you ever wanted to have chickens take care of your weeds and insect issues in your yard? Well, what about any of my listeners out there? Would you like to have fresh eggs in the morning? I'm going to do more than scratch the surface of raising chickens with my good friend Leah Brooks. She is the Tower Garden Rep, and she knows all about raising chickens because she has them. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. So chickens can be fed with cover crops. So that is our dirty word of the day. Do you know what a cover crop is? Well, let's have John Denver get us in a gardening mood.
Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Cover crops are an agricultural tool where plants are specifically planted to cover the soil rather than as a crop to be harvested. Cover crops may be an off-season crop planted after a harvest, harvesting a crop grown to be sold for profit. Cover crops can be grown during an off-season for winter, and that will help put nutrients in the soil. It will fix them. Plant species that can be used for cover crops include alfalfa, clover, including crimson clover, annual rye, kale, cowpeas, rape, New Zealand clover, turnips, mustard, buckwheat, and grain grasses. The benefits of growing cover crops include improving the soil structure and increasing water infiltration. Cover crop roots anchor soil and increase microbial activity necessary for soil health. As the cover crops decompose, they add macronutrients, especially nitrogen, and micronutrients that increase soil fertility. Cover crops help agricultural farms reduce soil erosion by decreasing the rate and amount of water runoff of the fields, which can pollute waterways and ecosystems downriver. Competition from cover crops and lack of sunlight from taller plants reduces weeds and can prevent weed germination. Certain cover crops have allelopathic properties that disrupt disease cycles by reducing bacterial and fungal diseases and parasitic nematodes. Plants in the brassica family, such as mustards, have been widely shown to suppress fungal disease populations through the release of naturally occurring toxic chemicals found in plant tissue. Didn't think you would learn that Brussels sprouts, cabbages, horseradish, and watercress have naturally toxic chemicals in them that help prevent diseases from the soil. Other benefits of cover crops are natural pest control, that these crops also have a higher diversity of plants, which benefit wildlife. So cover crops is a good word, and it's what crimson clover is, which is what they're planting in North Florida. We can't grow crimson clover here in Central Florida. It's a little too hot. And you can't grow it in South Florida, but you can grow all of the rest, the Brussels sprouts, the cabbages, and horseradish. So it's not usually used on residential properties but it is used in farms and agricultural properties. And so cover crops is a good word. If you would like to find out about all of my dirty words each week, along with what to do in your landscape, my design tips, articles, and more, you can go to the betterlawns.com website and you can check each of them out. So I post all of the design tips on there, and that changes weekly. The dirty words of the day changes weekly, so you can go on and see that. And you can also send me an email with your gardening questions and your photographs on betterlawns.com. Up next, we're going to be having Leah Brooks. She raises chickens in downtown Orange City. So she's going to take us under her wing and tell us how easy chickens are to raise. Can I get any more puns in there?
That was good.
I'm not yoking around.
I love it.
So we did get our text messages to work. So if you would like to send us a text message, just let me know you're out there and you're listening. 23680. You can do that in your PJs and you don't have to have any makeup on. And you can do it right from your phone.
Me too.
Yeah, exactly. We just come here and we're just our natural selves, aren't we? And so also, too, you can give us a call. 1-888-455-2967. That'll get you on the board. And when Leah, after Leah's interview, then we will take your questions and calls. If you have a question about chickens, you can text that to me, and I'll make sure to ask Leah too as well. You know, I one time wanted to get chickens, but then I researched and it said that they get shots, and I didn't want to give chicken shots, so I didn't do it. But Leah's going to give us the right scoop on that. So it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
With all this going on in today's world, it seems we need to keep one eye open all the time. Violence, terrorism, fear. If we allow our emotions to go unchecked, fear can consume and paralyze us, robbing us of peace. But there is a peace that passes all understanding. It's given to us through the person of Jesus Christ. Although there's a lot of bad news all around us, there's even better news to be shared. The Bible, God's Word, offers hope to a hurting world. Internal peace in the midst of external fear. Jesus Christ as a personal Savior is available to anyone that calls upon His name in faith and repentance. So tonight, before sleeping, know the peace of God can calm your fears. Yes, there is evil in this world, but Jesus will ultimately conquer it. Don't forget, He is still in control. Pray for yourself. Pray for your neighbor. Rest in the arms of Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Frank Lloyd Wright said, regard it as just as desirable to build a chicken house as to build a cathedral. I think that's wonderful that Frank Lloyd Wright recognized the importance of chicken coops. And so I got to give you my favorite chicken trivia. Did you know that the color of eggs, chicken eggs, matches the color of their ears? That's incredible. So if the chicken's ears are red, then they're going to be a slight brownish color, reddish brown color. Or if the chicken's ears are blue, then the chicken eggs are blue or green. The color of the eggs matches the chicken. So I'm just thrilled. Leah Brooks is on with us this morning. She is the Tower Gardens rep for the area, and she is also a proud chicken owner. She's back to tell us her adventures and benefits of raising chickens. Good morning, Leah. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Teresa. I did not know that fun fact, and I've got to go out and check my chicken ears now.
That was my favorite thing I've learned over the years, is that the chicken eggs are the same color as their ears. Do you know, I didn't even think chicken had ears.
Right. Where are they? No.
I know. So how much rain did you get yesterday?
Oh, it's just been nonstop raining. I mean, the garden's really happy. So, you know, you can't complain. But yes, nonstop rain.
It is. And we had it over 3 inches in Orlando. So that's wonderful. So you grow the majority of your own fruits and vegetables. How did you decide to start raising chickens?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it was really because I wanted my kids to see where their food came from. My grandpa was a farmer. He had a small farm. And I had these, you know, memories of these pastoral scenes of cows in the field and chickens. And I then had gone to a large factory farm, and it was nothing like that. And I won't go into details. But, you know, I realized, you know, chickens, we can make a small change in our lives, and we can help animal welfare in this country, and we can teach our kids how to ethically raise animals, and it doesn't take very much work. And so chickens are just a small thing that we can do, but there's so many more benefits than just animal welfare.
So tell us what the benefits of having chickens in your garden, in your yard. What do they do for you?
Well, you know, it seems like a radical thing, but we got to remember that after, you know, during the war effort, like every family had small chicken flock, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't have these big chicken farms. And there's this beautiful symbiotic relationship between chickens and gardens and people. Like, I will give them every scrap of food. If we make too much food, or if we have food that nobody's eating in the fridge, I don't feel bad about it because it all goes to my chickens. I don't waste anything, and I don't contribute that stuff into the waste system that we have. Mm-hmm. And they are amazing composters. So they eat the stuff, they produce this beautiful, rich soil, and then they give me eggs. And that kind of, you know, I have a compost pile, and I think a lot of gardeners have a compost pile. But like a lot of gardeners, I don't turn it. I don't do anything to it because, you know, just life, right?
Right.
But one day I decided.
Who has time to turn a compost pile?
I know, exactly. One day I decided to put my chickens in my compost pile, and I couldn't believe it. In like a week, they just obliterated that stuff. And it's great. I can put it right back into my garden. So it's just, you know, they give us eggs, they give us compost, you know, we give them all of our waste, every bit of things from the garden. And I think for a household, it makes so much sense to have a couple of chickens in the backyard.
So Leah, do most cities allow people to have chickens inside the city limits?
It's a mixed bag. You know, if you live in the county, you're allowed to have chickens. In my city, which is Orange City, Florida, we can have an urban flock, which is defined to be up to 5 chickens. No roosters. I can't sell the eggs. I can't sell the manure. And honestly, 5 is plenty, like more than enough for our family. Really, most families only need 3. But if you want to figure that out, Google your city's name and the word code, and the municipal code, it's a website, should pop up for you. But if you don't see that, then just call your city and ask. But if they don't allow chickens, push for a change.
I think that's important. So you have 5 chickens. What kind do you have?
I have Red Stars. I got them from Noble Roots Farm in Eustis. The man I got them from, his name is Ricardo, and he's amazing. But they're tough chickens. They're, you know, coming from this farming background, I'm not raising my chickens as, I'm not a chicken fancier. Like, I want my chickens to be workhorses, but I have a lot of friends who are chicken fanciers and have the really beautiful, fancy ones and love it. And I totally support that. But I wanted ones that were workhorses. And so they produce 360 eggs a year.
Wow.
Very unusual for chickens. Yeah. They're the kind that you can eat as meat birds or will give you eggs, either one. And they're really not affected by the heat or the cold. They don't stop laying eggs in winter. They don't stop laying eggs when it's too hot. So they're very dual purpose and very hardy, which they're tough. They're tough.
So
but they're also super friendly.
So do you find eggs everywhere?
No. I have a coop. And the coolest thing that Ricardo taught me, you know, is he doesn't put hay in the nesting boxes. He puts in fake grass. And it's amazing because I don't have to clean out the chicken coop. All I have to do is take that fake grass out. It's cut in like a little strip and just rinse it off with a hose like once a week. That's it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So tell us what the basic rules of raising chickens are.
Well, you know, you really want probably 3 feet of space in your chicken coop for each chicken and 10 feet of space if you have a chicken run. I think the most important thing is having security for your chickens. Years ago, I had 35 chickens with a friend on their property, and we had a really good coop. They free range, but they were picked off one by one by raccoons and dogs, neighborhood dogs. That's a huge thing when you're talking about an urban flock. And so I vowed that I would never have chickens again unless I could be very secure. And what I ended up getting, advice, believe it or not, from my doctor who has chickens, is an electric fence. I know, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
An electric fence. I got it from Premier One. I watched a coyote run up there and run away crying.
Poor thing.
neighborhood dogs can't get in. I haven't lost a single chicken to that because of that electric fence. But there's also, you can also create coops that are very secure by just Google chicken coop aprons. That's the what you want to do. And then beyond that, you got to give them food and you got to give them water. And I really recommend the food and waterers that don't sit on the ground because those get very dirty. The ones that hang, they call them nipple waterers. You really only need to fill them up like once a week and clean them once every couple months.
It's very easy. I have a client who has a chicken coop that's on wheels, and she just wheels it around her yard, and she lets them out in free ranges, but she keeps them at night inside the coop, and they just walk up the stairs and go to bed, and then she lets them out during the day, but she wheels that little backyard coop all around her yard. It's really cool.
Yes, that is really cool.
So,
I agree.
So about 10 years ago, I got a scratch that I should have raised chickens in my yard. And I wanted to do it, and I researched it. And I saw that it said that I need to give chickens shots. And, of course, I don't get shots. I hate shots. And so I'm not going to do that to my chickens, and so I didn't get them. Do they have to do that?
So this is for the big chicken farms. So if they have disease, then they have to start giving them shots. If you have a couple of chickens in your backyard, you want at least three because they're special animals.
Uh-huh.
You will not have to give them shots. It's really for those big farms. And the only thing that you may need to do, like when my children took the chickens to the fair, they were required to bathe them in seven. Bathe them in seven before they went to the fair so they didn't spread disease.
Okay.
But I don't do that now.
So do you have to fluff out their feathers and dry them off? How do you wash a chicken?
I know, exactly. They're not happy, I can tell you that.
Okay, so what plants can you grow for chickens?
Well, so they eat anything from my garden, whatever is, you know, left over. And whatever maybe even lettuce that goes to seed or whatever, they love that. But I also like to grow them a Hancock's Happy Hen Forage seed mix.
Uh-huh.
And I'll grow it around the chicken coop, or I'll grow it in pots too, and keep a few fabric pots going with the seed mix that has millet and other things in it that chickens love. And it will cut down on your feed costs, and it give you super good eggs. And just rotate those pots into the chicken coop. But I also planted, I have gandulis, which is pigeon peas, that I planted above the chicken coop, and it drops the peas into the coop. And I planted recently two mulberry, because that will provide shade and also rain fruit down on them. Sunflowers are excellent. Collards, especially tree collards, are excellent for your chickens. As fast as you grow stuff, they will eat it.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so now where should my audience go for more knowledge on raising chickens? Where should they go?
Well, you know, it's always great to start here in Florida with the University of Florida. And if you Google IFAS, that's IFAS, and chickens, you'll end up with their backyard chicken growing guide. And that's a good place to start.
That's wonderful, Leah. So tell us how they can get a hold of you if they'd like to have a tower garden, or you're more, you know, you can talk to them about more about chickens.
Yeah. The best way is just to email me. My email is gardensmarter@gmail.com. That's two words, gardensmarter@gmail. Or text me or call me. And my phone number is 386-473-2600. 38. And I'm on Facebook. You know, I put most of my information on Facebook under my name, not under a business or anything. So if you just text me or email me, I can add you as a Facebook friend if you want, and you can kind of watch what I'm doing.
Thank you so much, Leah. You're always so much fun. Thank you for educating us on how easy it is to put all your eggs in your own basket. All right. I had to get one more in there, Lizzie. And then And I love that fun fact. So everybody's got to know that chicken ears are the same color as the eggs. So when you're getting the eggs in the store, if they're blue or green, you'll know that that came from a green-eared chicken.
I'm out to check right now.
Thank you so much, Leah. Take care, honey.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a gardening question you need answers to? Well, now's the time to give me a call. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
With all this going on in today's world, it seems we need to keep one eye open all the time. Violence, terrorism, fear. If we allow our emotions to go unchecked, fear can consume and paralyze us, robbing us of peace. But there is a peace that passes all understanding. It's given to us through the person of Jesus Christ. Although there's a lot of bad news all around us, there's even better news to be shared. The Bible, God's Word, offers hope to a hurting world. Internal peace in the midst of external fear. Jesus Christ as a personal Savior is available to anyone that calls upon His name in faith and repentance. So tonight, before sleeping, know the peace of God can calm your fears. Yes, there is evil in this world, but Jesus will ultimately conquer it. Don't forget, He is still in control. Pray for yourself. Pray for your neighbor. Rest in the arms of Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, let me help you. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And just a reminder, if I don't get to your question, and that would be nice, we need a lot more questions up there, or if you think of something later that you want to know, you can always go to betterlawns.com, and I can answer you by email. You can also hear the show in podcast on my website, she-consulting.com, Audio Boom, iHeartRadio, and also iTunes, and so many more podcasts. So, you know, you can always hear it. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly.
Hey, Teresa, how y'all doing?
We're doing great. I think it's raining, still sprinkling a little bit. How is it up there?
It rained from yesterday at about 2 till about 5 this morning, but it's clearing off.
Wonderful. We're going to have a great weather. What's the temperature?
40.
Oh, 40 degrees. I know I've been wishing for it all summer long, and it's finally here. But, okay, so send it on down. At least it's only going to last for a few days.
Yeah, that's right. It's going all the way up to 52 or 53 this afternoon, so it'll be all right.
There you go. Get the fireplace going.
I got a quick question,
sure.
And if time, a comment. So it's been, you know, I haven't been able to do my gardening like I usually do, and I've got off track with my fertilizing.
Mm-hmm.
And the amaryllis here, they stay in the ground, and they're all kind of died back, but they're going to start coming up because they bloom in the spring. So do I fertilize them while they're died back? That doesn't sound right.
No. I would just fertilize them, you know, twice a year. Yeah, you can do that in early spring, and that'll give them the boost that they need. And then, again, I would probably do it again in July or August. So I would just give them that.
It's been so long since I've been out there, I couldn't remember. And then real quickly on the ground cover, my mother was a dedicated lifelong gardener, and she kept journals, and I've got her journals.
How wonderful.
And she made notations where her beds, you know, this and that. And she was besieged with nut grass. I guess y'all call it sedge.
Yes.
But and she went to the garden place, and she said, "What can I do about my nut grass?" And the guy said, "Move."
That's about it, yeah.
She kept working at it, and I found an entry in one of her journals where one fall she planted cowpeas as a cover crop.
Uh-huh.
Killed the nut grass.
Isn't that incredible? That's great.
Yeah, and I don't know if y'all can grow cowpeas that far south, but they're, you know, you were talking about the toxicity of some of the things that you can plant, but she never had nut grass in her vegetable beds after that.
That's wonderful. You know, we can grow cowpeas here in Central Florida all the way down into South Florida. So, yeah, it's a good crop.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Beverly.
No charge for that information.
Well, thank you very much. I love that you have her journal. I think that's wonderful.
There's 3 of them.
Oh, that's incredible. What a legacy. Thank you so much, Beverly. You have a great
Bye-bye.
Weekend. Enjoy the cool temperatures. That's Beverly in Tallahassee. If you have a question or a comment, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967. Let's go to Tom in Merritt Island. Good morning, Tom.
Hi. So I'm calling because you've been talking so much about everyone getting heavy rain, but I want you to know that there's a small section of Florida that's not getting as much rain as you. Melbourne has a 12-inch year-to-date shortfall.
Uh-huh.
Up here where I am in Merritt Island, it's that bad or even worse. It's been a very dry year for us.
Oh, my goodness.
We did get rain the last few days, but whereas they got 5 to 9 inches north of us, we got probably 1 to 2 inches down here max. And even the south side of Orlando had a 5-inch five-inch rainfall.
We did. We did not get any rain at all in October to speak of. And so we were deficit in October. I certainly appreciate that. You know, I always want to ask, you know, do you live in Peyton Place? And that's why you're not getting any rain. And so it's amazing that Florida can go through all this heavy rain and then have spots that don't get any. Claremont, there's a lot of places in Claremont and Sumter County that are like that too. So
it was frustrating me to see the weather forecast and on TV. They would show green like it was going to rain here, and it never did. And I would see rain fronts approaching, but they would pass to the north or south of us, or in some cases, very frustrating, they would stall out about about at I-95, and I'm east of I-95, so we didn't get any rain.
Well, you know,
you can hear the thunder, but you don't get any rain.
You know, my theory is that, you know, with putting in all these highways, you know, the DOT and all the engineering that they're doing of the highways, they've gone in and diverted the water from going into natural ecosystems and wetland areas. So there's no evaporation where these areas, where it used to be, and it would fall back down and, you know, and accumulate. And so I'm just wondering if, you know, a lot of these places that are cities now, where it used to be swamps and wetlands and kind of scrubs, that they're not getting the water down into the ground to evaporate again. What do you think?
Well, that's possible. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Thank you, Tom, for listening. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Jean in Stewart. Good morning, Jean. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I called a while back about my orchid, and I got to break it out.
Uh-huh.
I break it apart because it's overcrowded in the pot. Anyway, I set it out on my little gardening, which is in the sun. Some of the leaves, one turned completely black, and another one got like a quarter of it black, not the whole leaf. And I've had this periodically before. Is that sunburn?
Yeah, why would you? I'm just kind of wondering. I don't know if it's black from sunburn or black from rot, but, you know, if you put it in the sun, orchids don't like sun. Why would you do that?
Well, it's accidental.
Oops.
My potting bench is depending on the time of day, it's in the sun.
Yeah, no. I, you know, never put orchids in the sun except for terrestrial orchids, the epidendrums. They will grow in sun. They're a ground orchid, and they really are an orchid, but they do like to be in full sun. But your, you know, Cattleyas and your Phalaenopsis and all your Vandas, all your orchids like that should be hung underneath a tree or have full shade. So, no, they do not like sun at all. So, is it still alive?
Oh, yeah. Only a couple of the leaves out of the 25 or 30.
Okay. Well, I would just cut those off so you don't have any kind of rot. And just cut them off at the base of the leaf, and make sure they get shade.
Okay, so it could be sunburn then.
There you go. But, yeah,
because it's not the whole leaf in some cases.
I would definitely do that. Thank you so much, Gene. And call me before you do anything else with your orchids. You still have time. Bye bye. Still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Paid for by US Med.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm here to answer your gardening questions. If you'd like to give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Jim in Ocoee. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have pink voodoo lilies.
Okay.
And my purple voodoo lilies just come up from the ground. But the pink ones seem to have these bulbs. They're bigger than ping pong balls. And I came back from a trip, and there's like 10 of them all over the ground. And I don't know whether to leave them alone, put them in pots, save them until in the spring, or what to do with them.
Okay. I would definitely put them in a pot so that you just keep an idea of where they are. And put them underneath the shade or on your patio and let them go dormant during this winter, and then they'll come back next spring.
So don't bring them inside and store them?
No, I would not.
Oh, okay. And if I put them in pots, should I cover them with dirt? Or
yes.
Just leave them like now they're on top of the ground?
No, I would just cover them lightly with dirt.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I appreciate it. So we have a text message, and it said, please explain to the unknowing listeners the need to conserve excess flushing water. Because we were talking about water conservation in the first hour, and that Sunday you need to turn your clocks back on your irrigation timers to one time a week if you're in the St. Johns River Water Management District, and even throughout the state of Florida, because you do not need to water more than once every 10 to 14 days in the wintertime here in Florida, even in South Florida there. So she says, is the excess loss never to be available to the planet again? Well, here's the real facts. So water on the planet never really disappears. Okay, it goes up into the atmosphere, it evaporates, and it comes back down again into our rivers and streams and ecosystems, into the ocean. But here's the issue, is that we are running out of cheap, potable water. That's water that we can literally drink right out of the ground, and that is clean and fresh. And that is the water we're running out of, cheap, fresh water. that doesn't need purified. And so you want to make sure that we're using all the water that, you know, we can use reclaimed water, recycled water, but we want to be conservative with it so that we can, you know, take care of our, you know, beautiful spring water, fresh water, and not have to use it. You know, more than 60% of our water here in Florida, whether it's potable or, you know, non-potable, is used on our grass. It is used to water our weeds with. That's ridiculous. Okay, so we get enough water here in the state of Florida that there really shouldn't be any irrigation at all during the summertime. Or if we do have to supplement it, it's only once a week. All right, and so to get your turf like that, you need to maintain it. You need to have deep root systems on your turf and your plants and your trees. And that comes about by watering less, okay? You don't want to spoil your lawn. If you can, if your lawn cannot go 7 days without irrigation, no matter what time of the year it is, if it cannot go 7 days without irrigation, you have a spoiled lawn and you've done that yourself, okay? It's not the plant's fault. The plants do not regulate how much water you give them. You do. So we want to make sure that everybody, you know, has good use of the water, but also to make sure that we're not wasting it. That's important. So now this fall, this is the time of the year across the state of Florida. If you would like to have wildflowers in your garden, this is the time to plant them. So autumn is the best time, and it's because we're going into our dry season, which means we still get rain, but it's not as often as we do in the winter or in the summertime. So these seeds do not rot when, you know, during the wintertime. So fall is the time that the plants naturally have seeds on them because they've been growing all summer and blooming. And then it turns, you know, they turn, they die back and have all these beautiful seeds. So in North Florida, to plant wildflower seeds, you want to do it between mid-September and late October. So I'm just going to tell you, if you haven't done it yet and you want to do it, okay, you got the next week. All right, get those wildflower seeds and get them in the ground now. Okay, for that you plant them in the fall for spring and summer blooms. If you have flowers that bloom in the fall, then you can plant them anytime between mid-September, North Florida, or right through mid-November. Okay, so get those down in the ground now. Central Florida, if you have spring flowers that you'd like to have blooming, you want to plant them anywhere from mid-October through early January, okay, early January, and that's for your spring blooms. If they are fall flowering, you want to plant them anytime between mid-October and early January, too. They'll know when to come up and when to start blooming, okay? South Florida, you get to plant wildflower seeds, too, okay? So you can do that anytime between November through mid-January, and you can do spring and fall flowering flowers, both times. So November through mid-January. All right. And this is important. Now, if you'd like to buy wildflower seeds in bulk, you can go to floridawildflowers.com and you can buy individual species of wildflowers, or you can just buy a whole packet of wildflower seeds in bulk, a box of them, for a large pasture area. Or your, let's say you have a large property and want to spread it out. So you can do that at the Florida Wildflower, floridawildflowers.com. Okay, that's important. If you'd like to give me a call, we've got a few minutes, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So some of the flowers that you can be planting right now, ageratums, alyssum, baby's breath, black-eyed Susans, bush daisies, calendulas, California poppies, they're beautiful, candy tuft and carnation, cat whiskers, chrysanthemums, cleomies, cornflowers, delphiniums. Tom McCubbin grows the most wonderful delphiniums. Now's the time to go ahead and plant them. Dianthus, Dusty Miller, foxgloves, Giardias and geraniums, goldenrod, heliotrope. Oh, heliotrope smells so good. It smells just like vanilla. Deep purple flowers, dark green leaves. They look beautiful in the garden. Hollyhocks we can grow right now. Iceland poppies, impatiens, larkspur, lobelia. Now's the time you can start putting down and growing in a mass grouping in your beds. Ornamental cabbage and kale. And pretty soon, the little pansies and Johnny jump-ups will be available. When you see those, you can go ahead and plant them. Phlox, salvias, and Shasta daisies, snapdragons, and stock. Stock is the most wonderful, fragrant flower that you can imagine. These are northern flowers that bloom in the spring and summer up north. Well, here in Florida, you can plant them, and they can bloom for you all winter long. Sweet peas, verbena, violas, and wax begonias. So those are some wonderful, great choices. Herbs we have, anise, arugula, basil, borage, chives, cardamom, which grows just like you would grow a ginger, chervil, cilantro, coriander, dill, fennel, garlic, ginger, lavender, lemon balm, lovage, Mexican tarragon. Oh, it tastes so good with steak. Bernaise sauce. Tony always says to me, don't get saucy with me, Bernaise. Okay, mint, nasturtiums, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, thyme, and watercress. So those are some of the herbs and plants that you can be growing. If you missed any of today's program, you can go to audioboom.com and you can just Google Better Lawns and Gardens, Better Lawns and Gardens, or you can go to my website, which is she-she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter and also my podcast too as well. And I post them after the show in the afternoons when they upload and everything else there. So I do appreciate Tina coming on today. She is just amazing, and I love having her on. She's such a great Florida-friendly landscaping agent. I want to thank her for reminding us to turn our irrigation timers back to once-a-week watering tomorrow. Thank you to Leah Brooks for helping us put all our eggs in our basket on the benefits of raising free-range chickens. If you'd like to learn more about my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza Tour, which we're going to visit America's Garden Capital and the Philadelphia Flower Show next June, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com. Thank you, Lizzie and Josh, for making the show a big success. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks to the listeners. You guys rock with the best questions in the world.
Don't they? Thank you to everyone who called today. Join Lizzie and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.